The Tampa Bay Times posted a story about Ben Hughes' flight around the time he took off Wednesday morning. As his homemade gyrocopter came in for a landing on the Capitol lawn, two Times journalists were nearby to record it. They had known about his plans since last summer. However, Times managing editor Jennifer Orsi denies knowing exactly when the flight would take place.
My understanding is that Hughes told Ben Montgomery late last week that he was probably going to make his flight this week, and he didn't know what day it would be, which was dependent on the weather. And, we didn't know whether we were going to be wasting a trip or covering a story.
She says reporter Ben Montgomery and a photojournalist drove up to D.C. the morning of the flight. And while the Secret Service had previously investigated Hughes, they had no idea he would fly through protected airspace this week to land on the Capitol lawn. The paper didn't call the Secret Service and Capitol Police until after the flight began. That's a problem, says Norm Lewis. The University of Florida journalism professor is concerned no one let police know about Hughes' flight. He could have been shot down or used his gyrocopter to hurt others.
My approach would have been to say, sorry, I cannot do a story in which somebody is knowingly going to violate a law that's going to put you and others at harm. If you persist in this, I'm going to have to alert authorities.
Others are defending the Times' handling of the story. Donna Leff is a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University.
I don't see any dilemma whatsoever because law enforcement was entirely aware of this person. And if they fail to do their duty or they fail to act or they fail to investigate in a timely way, it's not the newspaper's job, to ride herd on them.
The Times is defending its decision not to notify authorities earlier, saying they responded appropriately after talks between reporters, editors, and attorneys. Daylena Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.